The presidential campaign has also spawned a number of TV satires, none cutting closer to the bone than Tina Fey on Saturday Night Live, playing her doppelganger, Sarah Palin.
With Barack Obama, you're going to be paying higher taxes, but not with me and my fellow maverick. We are not afraid to get mavericky in there.
Ratings have been huge, and the late-night weekend show is riding so high during this political season that the first of three primetime specials will air tonight. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the influence of Saturday Night Live can be seen throughout this year's campaign.
When it comes to life-imitating snark, there's none better than Saturday Night Live. In the show's take on the first presidential debate, the fake John McCain took off after his Democratic opponent's inexperience. The mock Barack Obama, played by Fred Armisen, had a ready reply.
Well, that's interesting, John, coming from the guy who's saying, bomb, 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 Iran.
10 days later, during Tuesday night's real debate, the True Life Obama deflected a similar charge with a familiar refrain.
Senator McCain, this is the guy who sang bomb, 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 Iran.
The senator had alluded to McCain's Beach Boys riff in the first debate, and campaign spokesman Bill Burton tells NPR the skit had nothing to do with Obama's remarks. Still, a lot of people heard them first on Saturday Night Live. During the Democratic primaries, Hillary Clinton's campaign complained Obama was getting a free pass from the press. But as a senior Clinton advisor, Philippe Rennes says, it took a caricature of debate moderators as sycophants to hammer the point home.
It's almost as if a neutral third party has made a ruling and said, you know what, there is something to this.
A few days later, Clinton cited the sketch publicly, and the accusation became accepted wisdom.
Saturday Night Live, in terms of their political humor, is most on the money when they are tapping into something that you already knew.
Going back to Saturday Night Live's first season, Chevy Chase depicted a klutzy President Gerald Ford, though he was a football star at the University of Michigan, and it stuck. Nowadays, Tina Fey is defining the unfamiliar Palin for many viewers. In this case, in rocky interviews with CBS's Katie Couric, played by Amy Poehler.
Katie, I'd like to use one of my lifelines. I'm sorry? I want to phone a friend.
And ambitious Clinton is also played by Poehler.
I'm sorry, I need to say something. I didn't want a woman to be president. I wanted to be president, and I just happen to be a woman.
Saturday Night Live is hitting all kinds of targets, but the movie director David Zucker argues it hasn't quite nailed down Obama. Zucker is one of the forces behind Airplane and the Naked Gun movies. His latest, An American Carol, mocks liberal filmmaker Michael Moore. He says Saturday Night Live has to be fair to all sides.
They have a responsibility, I think. You know, what am I doing on my high horse here? But, you know, this is a show that it is the satire show for the whole country.
And he sees some signs the show is trying.
They exploit, you know, what they perceive as Palin's lack of understanding of the issues. And then Hillary, they get, but it's wonderful what they do with Hillary. Hillary is so angry at the pure charisma of this woman. That's funny.
There don't appear to be many sacred cows. Capitol Hill Democrats were mocked after the big bailout, and so were some struggling Main Street homeowners.
I fit all the requirements for a subprime mortgage. No credit history.
Same here.
No job.
Me neither.
Minor criminal record.
Ditto.
Sarah Palin has said she thinks Tina Fey's impression is funny. But a public opinion poll released today by Muhlenberg College found voters' opinions of Palin dipped, at least a bit, after watching the Fey impersonation. Even Saturday Night Live can't make this stuff up. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.